Yo, what's going on, guys? How's everybody doing today? I hope you guys are doing well. I'm doing well. what do we got going on? So, this week, we have Tatiana Suarez coming on the podcast, right? She might be the best 115-pounder, right? That's what she is. But yeah, she's right in line to be champ. We're going to talk Conor Khabib. I'll ask her anything you guys want. Also, Jenna's not very happy with me, but if you go on my Twitter, at John Thozeski, and you see the requirement, I think it's rate the podcast on iTunes. If you rate it and leave a review, that'll count. If we get enough of those, I'm going to get an ass tat for the cult. What will it be? Not sure. Put a poll up, whatever. But, yeah, I'm going to get an ass tat if you guys, if I get enough rates and reviews before October 20th, which is my birthday. So, go on to iTunes or Apple Podcasts, type in This, That, and Those, leave a 5-star review or 4 stars if you... If you don't like my podcast or me as a person, leave a 4-star review and write a review. And then your face, my ass. Going on, guys? What's happening? I feel like it's every time I talk on the podcast, I feel like it's been so long since the last one, and that's not okay. Ohio State just rolled over Tulane, which was expected, right? But shocker of the day, Virginia Tech is losing to Old Dominion by 2 touchdowns with a minute 30 left. Virginia Tech's ranked 13th. Old Dominion is 0-3. So that's not good for them. But whatever. I love upsets like that. The other game that's on tonight is Florida-Tennessee. But there is a UFC event tonight. I forget who, it's a fight night, I know Eric Anders is fighting. I think he's fighting, I can't think right now. Because this was I'm pretty sure this was Santos and Anders, that's what it is. It's the prelims right now, they're on Fight Pass, it's whatever, right? The fucking Fight Pass, man. Just be free. The fight card, I'm trying to find the like real one. So it's Ronda Marcos and Marina Rodriguez. Alex Oliveira, and Carlo Pedersoli. I can't say this guy's name, but it's Thiago Santos and Eric Anders. I'm an Eric Anders fan, so I'm picking him. But I don't know if he's gonna get if he doesn't get it done tonight against Santos, it's only a matter of time before he's still pretty young. He's 31 years old. Santos is only 34, I guess. So, but like record wise, so I'll take I'll take Eric Anders in this one. The undercard really isn't that good. I mean, there might be some whatever. The prelims, that's what I'm excited for. We got Augusto Saki versus Chase Sherman, the Vanilla Gorilla. And he's a fun dude to watch fight. Then there's another, Luis Enrique and Ryan Spann are fighting, and those guys, heavyweights, somebody's going to sleep. I mean, we hope somebody goes to sleep, right? We don't want to watch two heavyweights fight and not end up with somebody getting knocked out. Jenna's joining the party. Saji. Do you have anything you want to talk about? We're just talking some sports right now.
Everybody still afraid of him, but I kind of love him. Jeffrey Star.
You close the door. Jenna yesterday made me watch Jeffrey Star videos. I don't know if you guys remember. I remember this dude from fucking MySpace. You never had a MySpace, did you?
Me, no.
Shit. I remember there was something where you could go, I don't think you could go into, because you remember the top eight thing? Like, you know what that is, right?
No.
Like, your top eight friends? Yeah, your top eight friends. So, yeah. Mine was, like, Lil Wayne, but, and, like, everybody from Young Money. Yeah, I took a dump in there. Right? But, I think my top eight was, like, everybody from Young Money. Uh-huh. And then there was, like, something you could do where you either went into, like, the actual code for the page or, like, in your settings or something, and you could change it from, like, a top 8 to a top. I think you could go up to 40. Jeez. And then I obviously did that just so that I could be in everybody else's top friends, which was, like, so bitch. But, yeah, I just remember putting the top 40, and my page looked so fucking ridiculous. So it's like, dude, you got top 40 friends? I don't even really know 40 people that well. That's the thing that was, like, so ridiculous about it. 4D.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, it was like, I don't really even know 40 people that good. But, what the fuck was I talking about MySpace for? Oh, Jeffree Star. Yeah, I remember him on that. And it was like, yeah, that's what I remember him. And he wasn't a makeup person on there. He was like a rapper.
A rapper?
Yeah, let me see if I can find. I swear to you, let me see if I can find Jeffree Star on. Is it G-E-F-F?
R-E-Y?
No, it's R-E-E.
Oh.
Yeah. 2009. Okay. So this is his biggest song. This is what I remember him from. No! I remember this song. Yeah. This is the shit I remember. This was the song. This one. This is what we remember Jeffree Star as. Yeah. I'll give you Dairy Queen, pink dreams, tongue all over ice cream, lips clean, plates clean. Yeah.
Is this emo Jeffree?
Look at him. This is what this is why, like, you're like, yeah, I'm watching Jeffree Star videos. I was like, why? Because I thought this is what it was.
Because he's, like, a millionaire because of his makeup, though.
I thought he was a millionaire because of his fucking bars he was spitting.
Tell the audience what we did.
What?
Last night.
What? Watched it on, I did, on TV. That's how I got talking about MySpace. But, because this is what I remember him from. This might have been the big song. I just remember these, like, beats. So I went on stage and I was like, what the fuck's going on? Bars.
Honestly, everybody that I went to high school with probably, like, would be beat by Jeffree Star.
What do you mean? And makeup?
Because Stow Hoes were also known as the Stow Rappers.
Stow Hoes. Oh, real quick, guys. Have you heard Tyron Woodley's rap, and I get what you're saying. He's a UFC fighter, so his raps are probably not good. Now, whoever he hired to do the chorus, change it, but the song is not bad. Let me play a little clip for you. It's titled, I'll Beat Yo Ass. But just give it a chance. Actually, okay, I'm going to stop it right there. He said, best welterweight in the world. Hey, if you want to be taken serious as a rapper, don't say best welterweight in the world. Because half the people, I guess the people that are listening to this would know. But this is, this part doesn't get me hyped. It sounds like a bad knockoff, like Lil Jon song. Didn't it? I'll beat your ass. But I'm trying to, hold on. Look. Beat your ass on TV. Nigga, I'll beat your ass with some beef shit. Beat your ass on GP. Pull up on that sneak tip. Niggas run when they see me. Now your eyes fucking popping out. You seeing shit in 3D. It's not bad. I know that me playing that's going to get me.
Not bad.
Going to get me kicked off YouTube because every time I play a song, I think it's 30 seconds you get, and I just always want to go over. I want to test it, you know? I just want to test it. I got kicked off YouTube for the last podcast I did where I played like the MGK or Eminem bits from their diss tracks. I got kicked off that. Anytime I play any Kanye song, instantly kicked off. Stop being so greedy. I'm not making money off you.
You need to just stop being like trolls because you troll, what is it, the black community, the trans community. And you just texted me the other day saying I'm getting into something with some other community.
Oh.
You were so aged about it.
I was aged about it. Yeah, that was, let me see if I can find it. That was with the Walking Dead community. Okay, I saw something. I was scrolling, and it was like a promoted tweet from the Walking Dead talking about how their new season was about to be out. And I commented on it. This show is still on because it's been like 13 years, I feel like.
Good.
It's not, though.
The
old episodes were, and then it, like, turned into, it's not really a zombie show anymore. It's, like, a survivor's story. Anyway, so, yeah, I said, this show's still on. Then a Walking Dead fan said, obviously. Now, obviously, I was joking.
Obviously.
I was joking.
But, okay.
And they...
Oh, this is something we can bring up.
They were being serious when I said, this show's still on, as if I really didn't know that show was still on. And they said, obviously. So, I decided to troll them. And now look at this, too. All I have to go off of is your Twitter profile, okay? I don't know you personally. All I can do is look at your picture, look at your bio, look at the shit you're tweeting about. All this person was tweeting about was the character Michonne. So, obviously, I told her...
Can you say that one more time?
That, obviously... No, I did that on purpose. But, I told this person that I hope that Michonne gets killed off this next season because apparently something happened where like she almost died. So I said, I hope she actually gets killed off. And then somebody else jumped in it and was like, do you live under a rock? And I said, I said, no, just not in CUDA.
What?
Now, what is a CUDA? I can't take credit for this because this is part of Chris D'Elia's cult.
Done.
But his he said a CUDA is short for barracuda.
Oh my god.
What do barracudas do?
Eat?
No. They swim towards anything that's shiny. So basically what I said is like if you call somebody a CUDA, it means that they just do whatever the rest of the pack does. Mm-hmm. So I said, no, I'm just not a CUDA, so I don't watch it. And one of the things I actually really like to do was like find out what would happen when I worked at Acme and tell people and just spoil it.
Why? You're a troll.
That's
you're
cunty,
a dirty
huh?
Troll. You're dirtier than your feet.
Sometimes me and you, Dan, we would, either he would find out or, like, I would find out, and then we would tell each other, like, hey, make sure you tell so-and-so and so-and-so that this happened so that we both ruined it for him. How did I get started on The Walking Dead? Oh, the trolls. I'm the troll, actually. I'm the troll.
Anywho.
What the hell was I going to say?
Oh, what I was going to say is that your jokes are mean.
Wait, what?
You do not, like, you're, like, he thinks he has a joke, but it turns out being so rude and, like, negative that the person is upset and it's not a joke. Your jokes are saying something really rude, but then, like, laughing while you're saying it, so it's, like, funny. But you're the only one that laughs about it.
Well, like, if you're not gonna laugh about it, I need to at least think it's funny.
But you're the one who made it, and it's something that, like, would hurt me.
No.
Exhibit A. Sample. I said something about, like, oh, I don't want, you're just gonna hibernate for the day or whatever. And then, oh yeah, see, you're laughing. And then what's his comeback? Which he called a joke and nothing more than a joke. And that it wasn't anything else but a joke. He said, that's all you do every day is hibernate.
Yo, so, I was gonna say the gray sweatshirt thing, but that was only a joke between us. So that really wouldn't. People wouldn't really.
Okay, tell
no, it does because it doesn't. It's not that funny.
Because apparently the only thing, only wardrobe things I have are.
So blue. Jenna.
Oh, okay.
Jenna only wears black shorts and gray sweatshirts. So the one day,
I had a problem with it.
She was picking on me, being a bully.
Oh, shut up!
Per usual. Hashtag me too, because she was like dogging on me because I wore like a fucking.
With grays.
Because I like all these colors.
I know, but it does not look good when you go into the public.
Well, I like those colors, so I wear them fabulously. Anyway, she was roasting me because I was dressed like a fucking rainbow. So what I said back was, hey, go put on another gray sweatshirt or some black shorts.
And then proceeds his joke after the fact, days later, and said when he was doing laundry, he was like, look what I'm hanging up right now.
Guess what it was? A gray sweatshirt.
He's just so funny. I can't.
I am funny.
You're going to make millions off of your quote jokes.
Whoa.
I'm just saying.
What
did you talk about in this podcast?
Not really even sure.
Did you talk about the kicker?
Mm-mm. That was hilarious.
I thought that was funny, because it's like your one job.
So.
You had three tries, and not one was made.
I've been like, making Jenna watch
the
Browns games.
Even though I don't care.
She cares. She couldn't care less about the Browns. TBH.
I don't get why people do. It's sad. It's still sad. Oh, you won one game? You're supposed to at least win one.
She. Yeah, you would think.
Like, why would you cheer?
She's been watching it with me. And that... So first we tie, which is hilarious. because the Browns had to tie a game before they could win one. So that was hilarious to me. Then, the way that they lost the second game of the season, where...
And wasn't it because of just that one guy?
Yeah, like, you really... It's hard to say that you lost a game because of one person. But the Browns kicker missed so many field goals and extra points. He didn't make one, I don't think.
Those extra 3 points would have greatly helped.
We would have won.
Exactly.
And the fact that the Browns lost...
That's just like at a Cavs game, you know, when, like, LeBron sucks at making free throws, but yet, hey, all those missed 15 points in free throws the whole game would have saved you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Just the fact that the Browns lost the way that they lost was so funny to me. And, yeah. Hey, Crinkle McCrinkles.
Oh, I'm wrapping a gift.
You say you're going to keep doing that? You kid. Hey, you know, it's your guys' ears. Whatever. Oh, how about this? So this girl tweeted, "If you won't marry her, don't fuck her." That's hilarious. That's so funny. Because
you won't marry me.
Because imagine if a guy tweeted the opposite of that. If you won't marry him, don't fuck him. Mm-hmm. How much backlash would that dude get about that bullshit? It's her body. She can do what she wants.
True.
But girls can tweet that about dudes. I thought that was hilarious.
Wait, why?
Because it was just so like the double standard. Is definitely there.
I mean, double standards go both ways.
Kinda.
They do. That's why they call them double standards.
But, like, what is there that a guy could do that if a girl did it, it would be like, Tody, I'll beat your ass. I'll beat your ass.
Tody, my Petunias is acting up on the podcast. We don't like
that. Petunias.
Hey.
Tody, I'll beat your ass. All right.
No, that's like, okay. Say I was to come sit and like you and all your friends. Come on. You and all your friends went to the like you guys went all together and like at a bar or whatever. And I'm the only girl and we're all watching football and I'm saying, "Oh my god, he could have done that," all this stuff. And you guys won't even give me the time of day.
How is that the same at all?
What do you mean?
That's not the same.
How?
I said, what can a guy do that if a girl did it, she would get, like, backlash saying that's contradicting? Like, because if a girl did that, then a guy couldn't. Then, like, a guy would get upset or whatever.
Like, okay, that's like how girls say that. Oh! That's like when we were doing something physical. You would automatically think that a girl couldn't do it, just like how you always tell me all the time.
No, that's not the same either.
How?
Because you keep giving me like these physical things.
Wait.
I'm saying what could it?
We're talking genders here, no, right?
Kind of. Yeah. Well, yeah, but yeah. We're not talking just what can a guy do versus what can a girl do. I'm saying what could a guy say or write out that if a girl did it, she would get, like, backlash, but the guy doesn't.
Probably say something about, like... like, just say if, like, you were to tweet something about, like, oh my god, all girls do is just, like, emotionally, like...
No, because if a girl said that about a guy, if a girl said, oh my god, all guys do is just... people would be like, yeah.
But, like, I mean, it's like a thing where guys say, I mean, I've said it to you. You're just like every other guy.
Okay. And if a guy said, you're just like every other girl, it would be perceived as... So does the guy. He doesn't tell you he takes it personally.
Exactly. And you know what? This is a good point here.
You're proving my point.
Oh, I'm not trying to disprove it.
You were.
Oh, what do you mean? What? Oh my goodness, you guys, it has been a day.
Holy shit.
I thought we were just talking. I thought we were just spitballing.
Baby. No, not really. Oh, man. That was way longer than it needed to be.
Oh,
holy shit.
Don't move the bed. I'm writing on a card.
Anyway,
so then
what else is there?
I don't know what you were saying.
Oh, is it just me? Or does every day seem to be national some kind of food day? Especially pizza. There's more than one national pizza day.
That's for every topic.
Yeah, why?
Because why the hell not?
Because I just feel like that's a fat thing for a country to do.
We are the most obese country.
Yeah, so let's take a bet. How about National Take a Hike Day? National.
There is.
No way.
Look that ish up. I will right now.
There's too many national blank days. There's 365.
National Take a Hike Day.
There's more than 365. Is there a national get your ass off the couch day?
June 1st.
That's so gross.
Oh, wait. National Take a Hike Day is observed annually on November 17th. We'll take a hike.
You want to hear something funny? I totally forgot about this. People, grown adults, grown adults.
Oh, so people like you but aren't child?
Are upset that Bert and Ernie were confirmed to be gay. Did you see that? Yeah, you know, Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street?
Oh.
The two that live together?
I didn't know.
And our soup, because the writer, the creator, confirmed it. And it was like getting backlash. Because two puppets were confirmed to be gay. If you are an adult, or actually anyone over the age of 3, okay? There's a 5-year-old listening to this, and you're upset that Bert and Ernie are gay. Do me a favor. Here's what I want you to do, okay? Ball your fist up, okay? You make a fist. Now, make it a little bit tighter, right? Now you have one of two options here. You can ram your head into your fist, or, if that's not a good option, ram your fist into your face, your stupid fat face, because... So if you have a problem with that, then punch yourself in the face. Because you piece of shit. What else made me laugh? Okay, so this lady, or I don't know, might be transgender actually. Because the picture, I think it has facial hair, but the name is Charlotte. Anyway, says... So, basically, Muppets possess every single human trait except the ability to love each other in a romantic way, ? Also, you don't tweet that, okay? Just don't do that. Then this guy tweeted that and said, they don't have dicks. Then Charlotte replied with, I know it's unintentional, but this is transphobic. A person doesn't need a penis to be a man, let alone be a man who loves another man. Just want to point that out. Hey, Charlotte, fuck yourself. You know, it's a puppet. You're talking about Muppets. They don't have dicks. That's a funny response, which is clearly a joke. So... that made me laugh so, like, when I actually read it, I laughed out loud to myself, because that lady is such a cunt. A person does, We're not talking about people. We're talking about puppets. Fucking puppets. Come on now. What else was a funny tweet that I saw? Twitter is still the best place to go for like funny shit. Even though it's unintentional. How about Kylie Jenner? Last night, I had cereal with milk for the first time. Life-changing. And I replied, you're supposed to combine them? So brave.
I don't know who I hate worse, Kylie Jenner or you. See, the only person that laughs at his own shit is...
Because I don't know if other people are going to be... Exactly. I don't know if other people... listen to this and think it's funny. So at least if other people don't think it's funny, at least I need to think it's funny. That's how I justify myself. Oh, there's a picture of Interstate 40 and it's like obvious, it's super flooded. Okay, this is after the hurricane came by in Carolina. Said, this isn't a river. It's Interstate 40 in North Carolina. And my buddy Smeg tweeted, well, it's a river now. Grab some beers and a fishing rod. That, not as funny when you're not looking at the picture. Because it looks like a fucking river. Anyway, whatever. What else did I... We talked about the kicker. Talked about that. Kanye's album's coming out on the 29th, which I'm uber excited about. And I'll play some, even though I know it's going to get kicked off YouTube. But we don't care. The Jon Jones, he could fight at the end of next month. I want to talk more about that when Tatiana Suarez comes on, because UFC, you know. And I want to talk more about the Conor shit when she comes on. Jenster, you got any topics?
For what?
The podcast we're doing right now?
Don't. Relationships definitely take work and patience. That's what I've learned this past week. And you may be finding this out now. I'm going to sit you down and break up with you.
Okay, I guess I'm getting dumped, so before I get dumped, oh.
You know what? Tweet. Send me a DM of your suggestions for topics for next week. Drop those comments below, my people. You know, give this podcast a view. Give it a like. Show your friends. Show your mother.
Do I end it there?
I don't know, but I thought that was a good sign-off.
I think so, too, but...
What's... Oh!
I had one more thing I wanted to bring up.
Who do we like better, Eminem or MGK?
Alright, we could talk about this. So, I already made fun of this on the last podcast, that they're just men rhyming, which is true. But as a beef, it's corny. But the songs, they're fun. Mm-hmm. And... So when I first heard him, just listening to him, like, in my ears, what sounded better was the Eminem one. Then, I listened to them again with you. Mm-hmm. And the MGK one kind of grew on me more, just because it was more of a song that you can listen to and bump, versus the Eminem one, which was like, coming at you, Kelly. I'm gonna come. I'm coming in my pants, Kelly. Your man bun, Kelly. But the Eminem one. My point is, this is what I'm trying to get to, but I can't get to it somehow. I listened to interviews of Eminem and MGK, and the Eminem one, I was like, okay, that's cool, whatever. He basically said that the reason he dissed him was just because he didn't like him. Not because of the tweet. The MGK one, which was on The Breakfast Club, which, you know, they ask they ask any question they want to ask. They don't, it's not like set up. They don't, it's not like, it's not staged. And Eminem, or MGK, basically said that the Eminem interview that he set up with Sway was 100% staged, 100% produced, not like a real sit-down conversation. Like, they set it up. They paid to set this interview up. Eminem paid to set it up the way it was. And he only asked questions that Eminem said to ask. And he said that he completely lied on the interview about a bunch of shit that he said, talking about, like, MGK never reached out to me to try to, like, apologize. I never tried to have Paul shelf him, which means, like, just put him on the back burner of a record label, basically. He's not allowed in Shade 45 or with Shady or anything. And NGK was like, yeah, he completely lied about that. Whatever. Also, fun fact, MGK did bang Halsey. So, you know, whatever. But, and the other thing they said, and then I listened to them again, is that NGK was like, yo, I was, like, talking about facts about, like, how you're kind of corrupt, and all you could talk about was, like, how I have a fucking man bun, which he had for a movie role and a series role on, like, Showtime or some shit. So he had the man bun for the acting.
He was in a movie that I liked. It was called, Beyond the Lights.
That was good.
And he actually played MGK in it.
Oh, wow.
But, like, he was the main star's, like, boyfriend, and he was, like, a douchebag, but he was actually pretty...
Did he have a man bun in it?
No, he had longer hair, though.
That was the point, was that, like, he had that for a movie role.
Like, I think people like his hair, though.
Yeah. So, on that point, I was like, yeah, I guess you're kind of right, MGK. If you're going to get into a war with somebody about rhyming, you win. And it was way more catchy. His song was more catchy. Don't you think? Mm-hmm. Who do you like more?
Catchy, MGK. I think I'm used to Eminem, like how he can go so into a song and not make sense, and it works.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
But I think this was MGK's best song he's ever made.
Wow.
Because I think he had to actually try. The only thing I didn't like was like how the chorus was super auto-tuned. But everything else, it, like, flowed really well, and I was, like, surprised he made it that well.
Yeah.
But I kind of wish that he didn't have auto-tune for the chorus, even if it was bad, because then, you know, people are just going to be like, oh, shit, he really auto-tuned his soul.
Which he did.
You know what I mean, though? Like, that was the focus, even though it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't think it was bad. Thought it was a fun song. Oh, yeah, okay, so... The last thing I wanted to bring up. Mm-hmm. This, I'm a little bit late on this. It happened September 15th, 16th. But Vontae Davis, he quit the football team he was playing for. He played for the Bills. Mm-hmm. He quit at halftime because his team was getting smoked by the Chargers. They were losing 28-6. And at halftime he said, you know what? Fuck this. I'm done. And just quit. What I wanted to know what, like, an outsider, like, that doesn't really care about football, like, mm-hmm. What do you think of that?
I think that goes to show that, like, a lot of people say that, you know, like, I can't, like, quit my 9-to-5 job. I can't quit the thing that I'm doing. If you don't like something, change it. It really is that easy
to
just doing it. If you're going to complain about it, you're taking too much energy. You don't like a situation you're in, you're going to change it, or else you're going to see the same thing happen.
That's
so it's wow. Respectful.
Now, I have more curveballs to throw in there, though.
So,
in, like, 2012 or 2013, obviously after somebody does something drastic like that, people pull up some tweets. Mm-hmm. And they were all about how you should never quit anything. And if... Even when shit gets hard, you're not supposed to quit. Mm-hmm. These are all him saying this, too. How he was raised not to be a quitter or ever give up on anything. And like just like a bunch of shit like that. Like, you're never going to get anywhere if you give up on things. And people started pulling up these tweets. Kind of like how when KD went to the Warriors, when it was the weakest move in basketball history, how people pulled up the thing about him tweeting, "What's with people joining super teams? Can't we get competitive again?" Or whatever the fuck he said. He basically like went back on his word. So what do you think about that?
What I think is that, I mean...
And you got to think about, like, he kind of does teammates dirty.
I know, but that's what I think in life. You have to be selfish about yourself. Even though I could say, I'm never going to do this, and I end up doing it one day. You're a different person from what you say back then versus today.
Yeah.
Every day is different. Well, yeah. I could say something... I could have said something yesterday that I completely disagree with today. He probably got to the point in his career where he thought, I'm going to have to be selfish for myself because I can't do it. I got to a point where, yeah, you can look at it as quitting, but this will help me mentally. I can do something else. It's not like I have no other options.
That's true.
The teammates can't be that pissed about it because no matter what, especially for football, you're replaceable easily.
Yeah.
You kind of are. You're going to have a replacement. Don't shake your head no.
Not with
whether
football.
Whether they're good or bad, you can still be replaced.
Still be replaced.
Yeah.
But it...
So what are you going to... So, okay, so what if...
What
okay,
I'm saying
what
is
if... LeBron stayed?
What I'm saying is if Aaron Rodgers goes down and they bring out another quarterback...
Shitty, who cares about Aaron Rodgers?
Or Tom Brady or a main team...
I thought that was a country
if,
music star.
Jesus Christ. If a team's one of the team's best defensive players goes down, then that's a huge difference. So it doesn't really work like that. I get what you mean. Like, there will be somebody else that can replace you, but really good players don't just come along like out of nowhere. I mean, look at the Browns. When the Browns lose, like if a Browns lose a really good defensive player, we're fucked. But back to one of the things you said was like how we hold him accountable for what he said way back then. Mm-hmm. That happened with another football player. What the fuck was his? He got drafted this year, and he fell in the draft. He was supposed to be like number one or two, mm-hmm. or three, whatever. But he fell in the draft because he said like some racist tweets. They said it was racist, but he was like joking around with his friends, like saying like. N-word, but with the A at the end, like calling his friends, you know? Mm-hmm. Like joking around, and people like brought that up saying how he was racist, but he said it in like high school. Like, well, for sure, just don't say that. I'm sure, dude, if people went back on my tweets, I probably said some fucked up shit. I think one time, I said something about being like, the best thing would be to be like a lesbian person with one leg or something.
Some days I question why I'm with you.
I know you do.
That's mostly every day when I say some days.
Whoa.
It's so embarrassing. Like what? A lesbian with one leg? You've actually tweeted that into the universe?
Yeah, I think it's out there somewhere. But my point is...
You don't have a point after saying that.
I do. Is that you can't just keep judging. Like, we're supposed to... Like, we pretend to be like this, this like country that like gives all these second chances to people, like you're not defined by your past, but like you kind of are.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating. But my take on the whole retiring at halftime, for sure don't do it to like fuck your team over, but I'm kind of always on the player side because the businesses with like football and shit, it's fucked up. So you know what, man? If you want to quit mid-shift, fucking do it. Okay?
Because you could be fired at
mid-shift. You could be fired when you come back from break. So just quit. Give up. And on that note...
Give up on this podcast.
I give up on this podcast.
His work.
Until next time. Peace.
tell you that they love you. Then they ask where you coming from. Like you the only one feeling how you feeling. Then you lie just to make it sound appealing. To him and her and even the family that you keep close just to blow the steam like Stanley. You the one have to plunge in the back praying people in the front don't figure where you at. I get that. You should pray for the feeling, I don't miss that. I was stuck for a while, I'll admit it. The same damn thing that you feeling, man, I get it. But I'm past that now. I sent this crown, now I mix no Sprite.